Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Uh-oh.
Spaghetti-o! Are you ready to go?
The machine to come. You're in the blue one. Take a
You're
seat.
Matching.
Wow.
Outfit. Dude, where do you even get something?
Wow.
I'm a movie star now, Bobby.
Wow.
You know what? Get the guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the machine.
It's fancy.
Bert, I'm allowing myself to have the best day of my life.
You're having the best day of your life because you deserve it, baby boy.
Buddy,
and you know
buddy,
what?
Buddy, I'm going to get emotional.
Don't get emotional. Don't
cry. Up front.
He's crying already? Oh, you prince.
It has been amazing.
You deserve it.
It's been the best day of my life. The best day of my life.
You want to put your cans on or no?
I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Bert? In celebration of your movie, Bobby and I wanted to, we figured you needed a drink. I know you brought Bud Light.
Please tell me.
You want a drink?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
We figured you needed something to drink.
Yeah.
We're doing an anal chug? Because I'm in.
Colonoscopy. There we go. Some ice.
Just a little bit of ice for you there.
Yeah.
And what do you want? What do you want with it?
Yeah,
just a little bit of vodka?
A little bit of vodka. Oh, what is this from?
Yeah. Is that just good vodka?
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We have to let this
I mean, I got it at 7-Eleven. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's good.
Now, what do you want with it, though? I've got ginger beer. I have a little
just
bit
soda,
of Starry. You want lemon lime soda?
Lemon lime soda would be awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. And do you want ginger beer at all or no?
No.
Just lemon lime
soda? Just a little soda.
Just a little
how
bit.
How about Korean pea? Just a little bit.
A little Korean pea.
Yeah. In Korea, that's how we do it.
I got to tell you, Bert, while this is making for you, we had the best time last night. It's genuine.
Dude.
I'm genuine when I said this.
Bro.
I hugged you tight. It's such a great, funny movie. It's so good for comedy. We're so proud of you. We're so happy for the machine, baby.
Thank you.
We're happy for the machine.
Thank you. It was so good seeing all my friends. Bobby, where were you?
I was there.
You were there? Where were you, bud?
So good. It was so good. And when I was in the theater, I was going, this movie is a franchise.
Yeah, how did you feel about it?
I felt like moved. I was crying, and then
where were you sitting? Where were your seats?
Yeah,
in the box seats.
In the box seats?
Yeah. With your grandparents, dude. That was fucking so good.
That was sick.
And the after party, the dancing.
Where was the after party at?
The W Hotel, dude. Of course. Was I not there?
You were there.
I wasn't there.
I thought it was Roy Choi.
I wasn't there.
I gave Roy Choi a hug and said, Bobby, it's so good to see you.
I went. I couldn't find parking.
He couldn't.
That's a lie.
I swear to God, Bobby's
the king of this.
No. But you know what, Bert? What? I'll be honest. I'll be genuine. He texted me and goes, I'm on my way.
I was panicking.
And I said, dude, do you want me to pick you up? And he goes, I'm taking a nap. It was 4 o'clock. I go, okay. That's what I said. Okay. I love you. And then I hung up. And then he texted me. We sat in the seats. And then he goes, I'm here. And I said, great. Where? And he goes, looking for parking. I pin dropped him the 3 parking garages. On Gailey, this guy goes, I can't find it. I'm going home.
For real?
Yeah, but can I say this, though?
What?
And this is going to make you feel so good, okay?
Please.
When I was at the Comedy Store that night, and I felt guilty.
Please.
He comes in privately.
Yeah.
Andrew, and he looks at me privately and goes, can I be honest with you? I go, yeah. He goes, that movie was so fucking good. It's good for comedy.
Dude, it was
and
so
he did
good.
It, he did it secretly without people listening. So I was like, you know what? Because he never gives compliments.
What the fuck are you talking? Yes, I do. Don't do that.
Do what?
I give compliments.
But you save them. You don't like throw them out like jelly beans.
But then it makes it worth it. Then they really matter.
I don't know why jelly beans, but what I'm saying is, you know how people give away jelly beans for free?
Ronald Reagan
did it, right? Yeah. So my point is that he said it privately.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is good for comedy. This is good for everybody. And I thought to myself, wow, it must be really good, and this is going to blow up, and you're going to be at a different level. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, buddy. You're welcome. I appreciate this cocktail. I started drinking the second I woke up this morning.
God bless, dude.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
You know what, man? I had a night last night, and my wife has a saying, "Earn your Mondays." Right?
Can I say it how she says it?
Earn your Mondays. Earn your Mondays.
What? Is she Cajun
now?
She's
got a raise. Yeah, I'm fucking pretty hammered. Earn your Mondays.
Earn your Mondays, Bert.
Earn your Mondays.
Earn your Mondays.
And Amy Schumer, she earned her Monday. She earned her Monday. That movie was good. I don't care what you say. Trainwreck was a good movie. And she earned her Monday. And I went, and it's true. It's like, you do all the hard work to get through the weekend. As comics, we know what that feels like. And then on Monday, when you get on the airplane, you get a little break, right?
Yeah.
And I love that feeling. And I woke up this morning, and it's not Monday yet. We haven't gotten numbers in. Who knows? I mean, when this airs, it will be. But I was like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I earned my Monday.
You did.
Like, I earned my Monday.
You did.
I busted really my ass. Did. I almost lost my arm for it. Like, and Andrew, Bobby, I wish you could have been there. Andrew, your compliment to me yesterday was so heartfelt. The fucking beautiful thing about this goddamn comedy community is I got compliments from dudes I really respect. Like, you know how we are. Like, we really respect.
Yeah.
And I had one of the best nights of my entire life. I had maybe the best night of my entire life. The red carpet was next level.
So much fun. Dude, I threw axes. We did putt-putt. We did
like
flip cup.
Cock. So hard to get this in my throat.
Come on, baby.
Yeah,
suck, 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 suck. How's it taste?
Not the best.
What does it need?
It's not the best.
It's not the best.
What does it need?
Salt. Don't need to put salt in margaritas?
Maybe is it a ginger beer or something?
No, a little less asbestos. It's I'm going to sit here. I'm going to sip on a Bud Light as I sip on this.
Yeah, there's MSG in it because I wanted
By the way, this chair is deflating. Is anyone noticing this? I'm going to be sitting on the floor soon. It's getting shorter and
what
shorter.
What did you do to our chair, dude?
You fucked up our chair, dude.
Those are brand new chairs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just bought
them. Look at how small this chair is. It's falling apart. I'm missing crisscross applesauce.
Dude, you're earning your Monday right
now. I'm earning my fucking Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go in the pink one then.
Oh, yeah, the
Let's
pink
see
one
if you break
it.
That
That's
one.
What it is. Yeah. It's not that I'm fucking fat as fuck and we couldn't afford a budget to get goddamn chairs from Ashley's Furniture.
That's from her sister. That's Joanne. Scoot over to the pink one. We'll get you on the pink one.
Out.
You know what?
Yeah,
stay.
I can't get out.
Him stay. This is fun.
Yeah, this let it happen.
Are you comfortable like that?
Not bad.
All right, good.
Okay.
Not bad.
And can I say something about your wife?
Yes.
I've never met somebody so like mindful and generous. Aileen, is that her name?
Aileen. Yeah. Eileen.
It's Leanne.
Yeah, okay, dude, it's Eileen.
Leanne, I meant.
You're combining Isla and Leanne together.
Okay.
You're taking all of my bits and turning them into one. You know the time you the Russian mafia farted on your shin during oral sex?
Yeah.
It's
all
my bits.
Yeah.
She sends me over the years.
Buddy, she loves
knives.
You. She loves you.
She sent me gifts.
She's
always calling me.
She
going,
texted me today as we're driving here and she goes, if Bobby wants to do any Fully Loaded dates, the offer's still open.
I want to do them.
Well, then
no,
come
you know
do
you
them.
Don't, you lying. You don't. And look, I know you guys listen to this podcast. Andrew, are you doing Fully Loaded dates?
100%, I am.
You know how that works? I send you an offer, and then you said.
And I said, yep,
and
I'll
then,
be there.
And then you know how Bobby works?
Huh.
Well, I never got that offer. I never got that offer. I never got that offer.
Call him out.
Oh, I never
finally.
Got that offer.
Call me out.
Bobby, you are the fucking.
I'm the best.
I'm
the best.
You're my favorite. You're
right,
my favorite.
I'm going to say something. Okay. I'm your favorite neighborhood gook.
Hey, slow down.
Oh, sorry.
Slow down.
I got two of them.
Do it slow.
All right,
do it slow. Now go.
I'm your favorite friendly neighborhood gook.
There it is.
Can we say that or no?
Yeah, you guess.
You can definitely say it.
All right, because I want to say this, okay? That here's what happens.
Oh, I know what happens. You don't have to tell me.
Because I have to tell. I feel like I do have to tell.
Go ahead. I want to hear your version.
There's no version. There's the truth and not the truth.
Okay, I want to hear what your middle
ground
is.
We're not doing this fucking QAnon bullshit.
What?
You know how things get rumored and like there's conspiracy theories?
This is not Q.
Oh, fucking Captain Reddit over here.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm Captain Reddit right now.
Okay.
All right. What's so funny?
Captain Reddit.
No, that's not what I said. Dude.
Go ahead and do it.
Here's what happens, okay?
Okay, I want to hear it.
Is that I get a call from the Jews.
Okay. Is Edinburgh Jewish?
Yeah, yeah. He might.
My agents.
He's half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they go, you got this offer, but you know what I mean? This and this, and they somehow talk me out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Well, and I'm like, and I should stick up for myself.
When you say they talked you out of it, do you mean they asked, do you want to do this? And you said, I don't.
Number one, you had that yacht party. I wanted to do the yacht party.
It's called a cruise.
Yeah, it's a cruise.
It's sold out in 24 hours.
I know. I wanted to do it because
by the way, we were offering you, like, just so we're, I don't really give a fuck anymore. I don't give a fuck. Bobby was my first go-to. He was my first go-to for that.
What'd you do?
And immediately he said no.
Listen,
I'll tell you how someone says no. Tim Dillon. Shout out to Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
He said yes. We signed it on, and then he goes, I can't do it. But he called me and said, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to do it. And you were like, okay, I got it.
That's nice.
Yeah. Bobby says, yeah. How come I'm not included? How come I want to go to barbecues at your house? And then all of a sudden you send the offer, and then it's like, yeah. And then, okay. And then
two less minutes, reliable than Tim Dillon.
Whoa.
Tim, well, you know, I'll tell you, Andrew Schultz.
The people that work with me, I sent Andrew Schultz an offer.
I sent Andrew Schultz an offer. And you know what he said? He texted me immediately. I'm going to have to respectfully decline. I'm not available for those. I'm
fine.
Movie or whatever. Yeah. What does Bobby do? He goes, I want to do it.
Fail. I still do. That's the crazy part. That's the thing that you don't fucking fully understand, my little
daughters,
friend.
My daughters want you on it. My wife wants you. Everyone loves you, Bobby.
Everybody wanted you on it.
You're not loving yourself is what
that's
this
not
is.
What it,
yeah.
What it is this, okay? This and that.
Put your arms. Put your arms inside.
Why?
Don't be so big. Okay. You're trying to threaten. Don't threaten.
All right.
Calm.
Okay, so
go through our steps.
Okay.
I'm now sitting on the ground. Just so we're very clear. I'm taking my flip-flops off because I'm going crisscross applesauce in a second.
I'm going to be genuine when I say this. We are going to bill you for that chair. That's a brand new chair. It's a brand new chair.
Oh, I'll give you $13.
Fine. We're still sending the bill.
Step up your fucking... Bobby, go ahead.
For the yacht, though, the yacht is that they're like...
It's a cruise, Bobby. We're not only fucking yacht.
Let him keep saying yacht because it's never going to leave his brain.
Yeah.
So you're on the yacht.
I don't know what cruise means.
He doesn't know.
Fully loaded cruise.
The only thing that...
It's happening
Tom Cruise, I know
October.
That's the only cruise I know.
Yeah.
So and you know cruising for dick at night in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
That's cruising. Fun. Yeah. Bush cruising.
And they're both not good.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Tom or that is not
no,
good.
No, Tom's great.
So he's great. And I love him.
This is so sad. Just look at me for a second. This is so sad.
I think you should switch the chairs.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm owning it.
It's so fucking funny.
People were like, well, you're recovering.
Did you put a fucking hole in this on purpose to make it look like I was some fat fuck you cunts?
No.
Who would dare to do something like that?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's hard to understand.
All right, go ahead, Bobby. Yeah.
They're like, you just got sober. Do you want to be on a yacht cruise for 30 days or whatever? And I go, maybe.
30 days? It's not 30. We're not going to South America. It's just to the fucking islands out of Miami. It's 3 days,
three
Bobby.
Days. 3 days.
That's all it is?
Yeah. It's not 30 fucking days.
3 days.
Oh, man.
Well, sounds like you need to make a call to your agent live on the show and say yes.
Anyway, really good movie. The Machine. And it's so
you haven't even fucking seen
can
it.
Can I taste of this? Because he... Tells me. Can I say another thing?
Please.
What you
whoa,
did?
Whoa. Don't he tells me. I didn't do anything. I showed up. I was there early. I took
and
photos.
By the way,
I did press.
Gave me a hug.
Give him a big hug
ear,
and a kiss.
In my ear told me, for real, legit, gave me my flowers and was like, dude, you killed it. This was awesome.
Yeah.
I was so happy with who showed up. I would love for you to have been there. But like the people that showed up, Bussin' with the Boys, right?
Bussin' with the Boys came in. They flew from Nashville. They don't even live here.
Yeah, Leanne.
And they made it.
Leanne flew them out and gave them 24 hours notice. Sent them a text. Said, yo, tickets for you at Nashville Airport. They both flew out. Had a great, Christy Mack came out.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana Chechik came out.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, dude, can I tell you the move of the year?
Give me the move.
So, Tom, doesn't reply. Hey man, are you gonna make it to the premiere? Please tell me you're making it to the premiere. No reply. I then call him and he's like, hey man, I can't fucking make it. And I go, actually, I'm actually bothered by it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm bothered. I go, you're my best friend. We have a podcast together and we have a movie set up over at Legendary. Fat Astronauts, you guys need to make it.
That's a great
No name. One, no one replies. No one replies. Tom hits me up. I'll read the Tom ones.
Your glasses are on that chair. I saw him hunting for it. You see, he did the thing that my dad does, where he puts it right here and he touches the ghost glasses.
Yeah.
He thinks
he
they
said,
were
there. I have a publicist texting me this morning. I have a signing for my book. which is going into paperback.
Oh yeah, when it does make the move from hard to paper, it is
yeah,
a big
that's
deal.
A big
that's
deal.
A big deal.
That is a very big deal.
Very big,
big fucking deal.
Deal.
And he goes, I forgot I had this. And then he writes back, just you know, like a couple hours later, he goes, you're not responding to this, and it's making me feel like this whole thing is getting weird. And I go, sorry, I didn't open it. I did. I lied. I said, sorry, I didn't open it. No worries. That's all I wrote. No worries. And he goes, yeah. I can't get out of it. I'm coordinating with my publisher, and it's Barnes & Noble, so it's kind of a big deal. It's coming out in paperback. And I
aren't
went,
they closing down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't
I'm
they close so, down?
I'm the fool in this story because yeah. I'm listening to Barnes & Noble.
He's like, plus I have a VHS signing at Blockbuster. And I
fries.
Think, and I yeah. think I got to go to Fry's Electronics.
And I think straight guys can get AIDS. And he's like, all the yeah. things that we thought back then.
Yeah.
And so he goes, and I said, I got you. No worries. And he goes, hey, man, congrats on your big day. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it. Very mm-hmm. excited to see you in this movie and in movie theaters. Have a great weekend. I love you. Have fun. And I just wrote, thanks, Tommy. I wish you could be here. I understand. I love you. And then this shows up.
He showed up.
I know that because you told me he showed up.
I did. It was beautiful.
And I cried.
He cried real hard.
Oh, so it was all a ruse.
Yeah, that's what they call it. The kids call it a ruse. Yeah.
It was all a deception.
Yep.
Shadow play.
Shadow play.
Shadow play, yeah. It got me good. I fell apart hard.
It was good.
I cried.
Oh, so he was going to come all along.
Yeah, apparently, and I told him, I said, I don't know why you did that. You could have just said you were coming, and then I would just had a great day also.
Like, yeah. But Leanne understand. Didn't know either.
And I told Rogan, Tom's cheating on Christina. I was like, something's going on, man. Like, he was acting so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because it's just off, it's out of character, out of integrity from him.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to Rogan the other night, and he's like, how's everything going? You know, Rogan sometimes can get that inside vibe from you.
Yeah.
I go, something's going on with Tommy. He goes, wait, what's going on? I said, I don't know, man. I can't track it, but he's not coming to my premiere. And Rogan's like, whoa, he's not coming to your premiere. And I was like, dude. And then you know how like sometimes you sell your buddies under the bus? I was like, he was in Europe for 40 days. He only had like 10 shows. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what do you think's going on? I go, he's cheating on Christina.
He's got a wife over there now.
Yeah,
and he's got that like, Swedish wife.
And then he's like, and I go, he's looking good. He's in great shape. He's wearing Gucci everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's got Rolexes, Porsches.
He smells
but
different.
I would swoop in on Christina if that happened.
Really?
Yeah, because I know that she's dated Asians before.
No. Two.
Oh, she has.
Two yeah. Asians.
The one so she has that fucking Asian. Little fucking thing.
She likes little
yeah,
something.
Yeah, she's like the yellow one.
I think,
the
they little... were, I think they were like, no offense, but I think they no, were like, what, they were like gentrified Asians.
What do you
I
mean?
I think they were like regular, like,
I'm
like
regular.
More accessible Asians.
No.
No,
I'm
Bobby, you're like.
I'm the rice guy. I carry the rice in the field.
No. You're like more like food truck Asian.
Yeah.
They were like, more like, they were more like, they were more like.
Like a chef.
No, they were like corner office Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm more like Roy Choi. Like I have my own, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he owns a food truck.
Yeah.
He owns a food
truck. Yeah, that's what he's saying. You are Roy Choi.
Yeah, you are Roy Choi. No, that's what I was saying. I agree
like
with
I
you.
Like, I have one called Coconut Cupcakes.
Soy Boy. You're Soy Boy.
Soy Boy.
Coconut
yeah.
Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I agree
still
with you.
Cool.
I agree
still
with
regular
you.
Asian.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's the deal. She's not going to fuck you, man.
It's definitely not happening.
You're fishing. She's not going to fuck you.
If Tom cheated on her and she was single.
No.
I could think I could swoop in, dude, like a fucking little bird.
Not. No absolutely chance. Not. Absolutely
right?
not.
I swoop in. Wee-wee,
No. I would argue.
What?
She's upgraded so much. To like,
I'm upgraded.
I bet she's not even.
Her sons are bigger than you.
That has nothing. Size has nothing to do with it.
It has almost everything
and
to do
the aura
with it.
And
no.
the energy.
One of them's seven.
No.
What?
He's seven.
He's bigger than you.
And
at
he
7 years
could
old.
Dunk on you.
They can't have their new dad be smaller than them.
Right.
That's not how it works.
And they live in Austin. You show up in the house and they're like, don't make the bed, but it's okay.
Well, let me ask you something. Does Danny DeVito have a shot?
Yeah.
No, not with Christina.
No. Yes,
dude,
he
listen,
does.
Listen.
He's
talk.
Double
this is
D,
a great,
dude.
This is a great pivot. What would Christina fuck after Tom?
Yeah.
So wait. Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
Remember, she's into fat guys. That's who she married. Fat guy.
And then he's lost the weight.
Yeah.
And he's unrelatable now.
And for my son, he's
like, yeah, totally unrelatable. Yeah, yeah. Are we going to be real or not?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And we go to do live shows and they chant, bring back fat Tom.
Bring back fat Tom.
Yeah.
Who would be the next pick? Who's kind of a chunky bunky that she'd get into?
Stavros.
Oh, she would fuck the shit out
wait,
of Stavros.
Wait. She would go out with Stavros before me?
He's so
way,
hot, dude.
Way before you. You'd
he's
have to gain
so
weight.
Hot.
Okay, this is the weight thing then.
I think... That's her thing.
Yeah.
She's a chubby chaser.
Yeah. Mm.
Like Leanne, right? If Leanne married again, do you? I don't. You might be in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for Leanne, sure.
Because she would be able to, like,
like a bird. I swoop in.
She would love you.
Little Asian birds.
I go inside the nest, boink, boink, leave.
And you don't like to have sex a lot. You like to play video games.
No, I like to fuck. No. I'm a fuck machine, dude.
Well, hold on. That's not the story I read on Reddit.
I still like to fuck. I'm a fuck machine.
No.
You don't think I'm a fuck machine?
You're not really a fuck machine. You're like a, you know, you're like a...
I'm not electrical. I'm like more than what the... You have to wind,
you have to wind it up.
Okay. Hold on. Let's define ourselves. I would say, I argue that people say that I work too much, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a work machine. Andrew, you are...
kind of a work machine. I'm a little workhorse. Yes. A little
Bobby,
workhorse.
Bobby, if you had to name yourself one type of machine, is it fuck machine or is it...
sleep machine.
I'm a sleep machine.
Yeah. Probably a sleep machine.
I'm a sleep machine. That happens to fuck.
You know, you know what you are? You know what machine,
right.
You know what machine you are?
What?
You're the ice cream maker at McDonald's because it's always broken. It works sometimes. Once in a
that's
great
a good,
while.
That's a good analogy.
That's good, but when
sometimes,
you get it, when
McFlurry,
you get it,
it's delicious.
Delicious.
I know, yeah. But it never fucking works.
Right.
It never works. And you know what? Everyone comes by and goes, how come that thing is still out of operation?
Yeah.
It's 51 years old. How is it not fixed by now?
Right.
And they go, we don't know. We've tried over the years. It's just in sleep mode, and we can't wake it up. Because if we do, it shakes and sputters and...
yeah,
we got to let it rest.
Okay.
You have to let it rest. Display!
Oh my God, I love Display so much. I have it hanging all over my house.
Look at this, man. Stuff. This is probably some of my favorite stuff that we've ever made and collaborated with other artists and stuff to make such cool stuff. We have one right behind us up there in the studio. We keep there all the time. These are incredible. They're heavy. They're durable. Display is a one-of-a-kind metal poster designed to capture your unique passions. Display created a 21st century canvas that's sturdy, magnet-mounted, and durable enough to withstand a lifetime of intense staring.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to have a Duran Duran poster on my wall. And it, within 8 months, it was shredded up. It looked like crap. This
sunburned.
This, look at this.
Yeah, look at how beautiful
this
is.
This is like a forever poster.
Forever poster, baby.
Yeah, they're so well done.
Each product is a high-quality design printed on metal in Europe and hand-signed by their master of production. They sign the back of it. They deliver products worldwide in only 4 to 5 business days. You order it, you're going to get it in a couple days. It's a perfect alternative for standard posters that often get damaged, that you got to get framed. You don't have to frame this. You put it right up on your wall.
They are also eco-friendly. For every design sold, they are planting one tree. Amazing.
We love trees. No need to drill in your walls anymore. Just wipe your wall with a cleaning wipe, stick a protective leaf, place a magnet, put the Display on your wall. It's that easy. So how do they get it, Bob?
Use the link in the description or go to display.com/badfriends and use code badfriends at the checkout to get 20% off for 1 to 2 Displates or 30% off for 3 or more Displates.
Display.
Collect
your
passions.
Manscaped.
Oh my God, summer's here. I want a summer bod, baby.
I can't wait to go to the beach with you to see your new summer bod.
It's going
to
be great.
By the way, Bobby and I have been manscaping each other for years now. But now with the Performance Package 4.0, we can have the new lawnmower that's waterproof so we can do it in the water with a cordless body trimmer, ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. Whether you're trimming your chest or the treasure in your pants, it's the best trimmer on the market.
No one likes nose hairs, so their package also includes the Weed Whacker 2.0.
You also get 2 free gifts. They have the Shed Travel Bag at $39 value and the Pendant High Performance Reduced Chafing Manscaped Boxers, which I'm wearing right now. But my favorite thing is they got the Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver, a ball toner. Makes my nuts so silky smooth, baby, like rubbing Bobby's tushy. I love it.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles
with
the besticles.
This morning I woke up and it was beautiful. I was listening to Little Goose and I was naked. Leanne was naked and we were walking around I seen the presidential suite at the W.
Hell yeah.
They gave it to me. That
did you guys fuck today? You fucked this morning?
Fucked this morning.
God
yeah.
bless.
I love it.
Fucking nice too. Really nice.
Yeah, like, it was really nice.
Good makeout session before. Mm. We just started making out again. Like making out, like full blown making out. And it's so, secret time, but I'll share it. We fucked in my car the other night.
What? Whoa, where?
Dude, we're
is it a Bronco?
50s. No, it's a big Mercedes.
Okay.
We came home from the Comedy Store. We went to dinner at Saddle Ranch.
Yeah. What?
At midnight.
You did?
And Leanne saw she'll never listen to this, so I'm gonna share everything.
Yeah.
So Leanne saw a guy and a girl walk into the women's bathroom together, and she came out, and we got in the car, and I was a little buzzed, and she was like, "Can you believe they fucking in there? They going in to fuck? Isn't that crazy? Can you believe that?"
And I went, "Is this Miss Pat, your wife?"
It is. Miss Pat was there last night.
I know she was.
Shout out to Miss Pat and not Bobby. And so I said, "You used to be like that." I just randomly said, "You used to be like that."
Oh boy.
We pull into our house. She pulls under the carport so Isla can't see her out of her room. And she grabs my dick.
Whoa.
And I'm like, "Whoa." And she just starts making out with me, like making out like we're making out. Making out. And then takes all of her clothes off in our fucking under our carport. And dude, I got three times I remember fucking Leanne, right? Three times. Like when I die on my deathbed, the three times. One was on a jet ski in a cove, totally naked when we were very young.
Mm-hmm. Hot. Was it still rumbling?
Yeah. And I was worried about alligators and snakes. And then,
what y'all doing down there?
Hey, boy. How am I getting some
Leave it in. Leave it in her, boy.
One time was in my truck where I slammed my thumb in the car and I finished anyway, right? And then this time was in my Mercedes and it was.
What are we
so
talking? Front
fun.
Seat, back seat?
Front seat, reclined all the way back. By the way, my assistant and my social media manager are going to have a hard time driving home with me in that car.
Yeah, now they are.
I've seen your testicle.
Yeah, you've seen me naked.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah, but I saw it and it was a wonder. I'm mesmerized by it.
Big balls.
Have you seen my shoulders are jacked?
We saw last night.
I benched 285 the other day. Wow. 285 for real.
And how old are you right now?
50.
There's not a lot of 50-year-olds that can do that.
Yeah.
What do you think you can bench? Be genuine.
Be real?
Yeah. Like the bar is 45.
Well, I've never tried it.
Well, the bar is 45. You think you get the bar?
I'm gonna jump in and answer this. No, I'm gonna jump in and answer this for him.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter has a hard time in the bar. And I'm betting Bobby will too. It's
you guys have no idea, dude. All right. Yay! Shame. My point is this, okay? I was on a wrestling team.
Dude, 30 fucking years ago. Stop doing that. You're living in the past, dude. I bet I could throw a football over the mountains. It's over.
People think that I can't even move.
You don't fucking
Bobby,
move.
You don't move.
Like
you don't
move. Else, dude. Check this out.
Get in front of us right now.
And do what?
And do a push-up. Do a couple. Do a bunch. Let's see.
And I weigh 285.
Oh, let's see.
Fuck it, right? Yeah, you weigh 285.
I
want to
see it.
This way?
Yeah, do it facing us. Let's go. All the way down and hold it. Come on back. One.
That's actually impressive right there.
Two. Keep going. Three. Let's get to 10. Four.
Five.
He's speeding up because he's getting nervous. Six. Go all the way down.
Seven.
All the way down.
Eight.
Come on.
Nine. Ten.
And we're running out of breath. The whole podcast will be you. Okay. Look at this.
I feel great.
Dizzy, he's going to pass out. He's going to hit his fucking head. You know what?
Yeah.
You can do the bar.
You can do the bar. You can definitely do the bar.
Now breathe into the mic. Let me hear your breathing.
I haven't done it so long. I didn't know if I had it, but I
know.
I still got it.
I saw a glimmer
in
your
eye. You still got it.
You still got it. You know what I mean? So that's in your face.
Yeah, it is.
That's
a, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah. That's right
that
in your face.
Thank you. That needs to be a T-shirt. And, so that's in your face.
Yeah. And I can do a lot of things you don't even know.
For name real. Them.
Log it. The log thing.
Oh, you can log.
You can log.
No. The log. We're on the log and we're trying.
Log rolling.
Yeah, and we're on the lake and somebody whoever wow. I can do that good. And I've never done it, but I know I can do it well.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah,
I've done it.
You
it's
do?
Really hard.
It's so hard to do.
It's so fucking hard.
Right. Legolas.
You think you can shoot bow?
I want to take you up. I've never done a bow, but I'm pretty sure I could hit not the center, but the actual circle.
All right. I'm pitching it. Hey guys, do you like the show Bad Friends? Well, get ready to subscribe to the new show called Better Than Me, and it's Bobby Lee going out to find out if he's better than other people who has also never done it.
That's good. That's.
I like this. We send you out in the world. When you're on tour, you go out and you bow shoot. A bow hunt, against another random dude.
Yeah, who doesn't do it?
Who doesn't
either.
Do it? Yeah.
I like it.
We bring an expert in.
Whoa!
He goes in and he talks you both through it. He shows it to you, and then you compete.
Done.
I love it.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Name them all. By the way, I've done everything you're talking about. I've done. That was called my Travel Channel job. Everything you've done, I've done. By the way, I'm superior at bow hunting. Superior.
Come superior. On, man. You're an axe guy.
You're not better than Rogan.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have, can you pull it up real quick?
Like, so you do archery regularly?
Yeah.
So you, and then there's people who regularly do it, and you guys have a certain, you know, comfort with like the whole, like the equipment and how. Yeah. But if you were to grab all your friends who don't shoot regularly, like they don't practice regularly, and you go try to do this, I'm 100% certain that of that group, he would do the best.
Hmm.
Of people that don't practice, or if you were just like, this is how you shoot it, because his he has really impressive, I'm telling you, hand-eye coordination.
Hmm.
Like he has really good, like anything, like shooting a throwing a dart, throwing a ball, hitting a
don't
baseball,
ever forget,
all
I'm
that
a
stuff.
Fucking machine.
Is what he actually excels in.
I've seen him play pool. He can
the
play
look
pool.
In your eye.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not
first
bad.
Time playing Rogan and I
if he
pool.
Wasn't such a drunk, he'd probably be an amazing athlete.
Why didn't right? We play that part? Jesus Christ, you couldn't fucking edit it.
By the way, you could still be drunk and be a great athlete. So many great athletes were drunks or are drunks. So I think you're still on par, baby.
I can't feel my arms.
Why?
From the push-ups.
Yeah, that's funny as shit.
I don't feel great.
Yeah, you don't feel good.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on a brick.
You want to switch to the comfy chair?
Nope.
Okay, good.
I own it.
Can we get him some more Bud Light? Do we have more Bud Light?
Hey, let's talk about getting people that are listening to this to go out to the movie theaters this weekend.
No, honestly, people do need to go to the theater and watch it. And Bobby should go himself. And you know what? I want you to buy a ticket this weekend and go watch it. Will you do that? Say, I'll do that.
What do you mean? I already bought it.
Yeah, where? What theater?
Arclight.
No, he did the Little Mermaid. And Arclight is closed.
Arclight's closed down. Nice try.
Good job, Bobby.
Nice try.
They're opening for the machine. You don't know.
Just for the machine.
Yeah.
All right. And
they're going to close again.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
We're doing a theater run tonight where we go to the sold-out theaters and we surprise everyone.
You're popping
in. Oh, that's
great.
Yeah,
oh, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah. But here's what I want to say about it, okay? Like I said, he gave you the compliment, right? But I've based on the trailer, right? I went, even when I saw the trailer, I was like, this is going to do something. Because you don't see comedy movies anymore. Like
no.
Will Ferrell, all of these guys, they can't put them out anymore. I think this is the new wave. I think you're going to revolutionize it for us, pave the way. And maybe Bad Friends will do a movie one day.
Buddy,
because of
I,
your
I,
fucking.
Hey, from your mouth to God's ears, yeah. I say this all the time. I said this when I introduced the movie yesterday. Just if we know we can provide ticket sales in theaters and in arenas and in comedy clubs. We know that we can. We know there are people that like our comedy.
Mm.
We know that in podcasting that people like our comedy. We need those people to support us in theaters because movie theaters are dying.
And
don't let them die because here's where the real money's made is when you make the studio's money, that's when they fucking double down.
Mm.
And so if this movie does good numbers and makes money, I guarantee you there's a buddy comedy with you two.
Yeah,
I guarantee you next summer in the lineup, it's sold because you guys will roll into Lionsgate or Sony or wherever the fuck it is and be like, yo, we have a, and they're going to look at your numbers on your podcast and go, Bert can do that. Let's get them. Let's isolate his fans. Let's bring their fans in. And then you guys will show up. Obviously, everyone listening will show up to this, but it has to start somewhere. And I'm hoping it starts this weekend that people get out of their house, go to the movie theaters, and enjoy a movie theater. This movie, Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong, it should be seen on a big screen.
Yeah, it's a big screen. You can't watch it. I mean, you could watch it at home, but it's one of those things where it's like, you want to see, like John Wick shit. It's like, sure, watch it at your house, I guess, but also definitely watch it in the theater. This has so much action. Dude, which part did you like the most about the action scenes?
In what?
In his movie.
Oh my God, the fucking, when they came down the mountain.
The mountain scene?
Yeah.
The
Gandalf was in it.
The Gandalf the Grey was in it.
Was Gandalf in it?
You were so close.
And do you remember who was hanging on the rope coming down the mountain?
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah,
there was a fucking...
Who was shooting the bow? Who was it?
This guy.
He was. Who was he shooting at?
God, you're
telling us. He was shooting at fucking the...
Spoiler alert, dude. Spoiler alert.
Steven Seagal
was down there.
Yeah, and then the little man came back.
Who's that?
The little guy from
Mini-Me.
Yeah, no, the guy that died.
Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer came back!
Yeah, he came back.
The ghost of Vern Troyer.
Just for this movie.
Yeah, he was on your shoulder.
No, you need to see this in the theater.
You gotta watch it.
It was amazing, man. And people are gonna go see it. I know people are gonna see it. It's
gonna
do well.
Get out of the fucking house. That's my thing is like, if we, let me think, okay. Movie theaters are like hand jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
If you ignore them, then you never get them again. But they're really good.
What? Let's see if we can think of better ones.
Yeah, right? The thing is, there are certain things you just overlook. And then if you overlook them, then you never get them. And then you're like, well, fuck, I kind of missed that a little bit.
Right.
Movie theaters.
Let's go back to the hand job.
Let's go back. Let's keep going around. Let's keep going around.
So I had a good one the other day.
My dog was chasing a squirrel.
Okay.
And you were.
And I was watching him chase a squirrel, and that it's like his favorite thing to do.
And did the squirrel give your dog a hand job?
No.
The little hands.
And then he caught the squirrel.
Okay.
And it was not what he thought it would be. And I said, my dog chasing a squirrel is like anal sex.
Hmm.
It sounds like a good time,
yeah.
But then when it actually happens, it's way more messy.
A lot of blood everywhere.
A lot of blood everywhere. And it's not what you think.
Squirrel died.
Squirrel died. And then Mac looked at me like I thought he would play more.
Oh wow!
And I was like, oh buddy, you killed it.
Yeah,
you ripped it. You ripped it wide open.
So movie theaters are like
69ing. You know, look.
What?
Yeah,
it's gonna smell like shit a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
and there's a lot of cleanup that you're not gonna do.
But you're both winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They get paid. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Go around the horn, Bobby. Movie theaters are like.
But let me ask you about 69.
Bobby, movie theaters are like.
It's like a bowl of white rice.
Oh, of course.
Right. If you don't eat it, right, someone else will.
Yes. Movie theaters.
Can I ask you about 69 real quick?
Yeah.
When you're on the bottom, I'm definitely not listening.
When you're on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Do you grab their cheeks like this, or do you just no hands?
Oh. What do you mean when you're on the bottom? He's not on the top.
You think I'm gonna crush her?
Jesus Christ! Murder.
You think Leanne's gonna let me throat fuck her?
Yeah.
267 pounds.
Yeah, but you can't.
Of course you grab the butt.
Oh, you do?
What do you do? Your hands are just out wide
open? Well, I always question, so I kind of almost like try to do it, but I'm like, no.
No, you have to rub. I give up. You have to rub the butt. In fact, you can put a digit in
there. You spread it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Rip it open.
Movie theaters are like having sex with black people.
Okay. Well,
okay, here we go.
Yeah.
When they're there, it's a little louder.
What are movie theaters like, Bob? You got to get it.
Yeah, come on.
Movie theaters. I'm not good with these analogies.
Yeah, Bobby, just stop doing that and say the thing. Start it and it moves forward.
You just do it on its own.
You know what? You're right. Add information and you yes and it.
That's right.
Yes. And, right?
You start it and I'll finish it.
Okay. Movie theaters are like a katana sword.
Jesus Christ, Bobby.
Right.
Why would you be so agently specific? If you don't use it,
the samurai will die.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Is that right?
Movie theaters are like dingleberries.
Right.
Go.
If movies are like dingleberries, right? If you don't remove it, right, it's going to smell.
No.
Okay.
Movie theaters are like grandparents. You forget how much you love them until they're not there.
That's right. Let's do a vampire one.
Movie theaters are like vampires.
Right. If you don't watch it at night, you're not going to get bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like vampires.
Movie theaters are like virgins.
Right. If you don't have sex with them, they'll never have sex.
Right?
That's me. If you go to the movie theater and you don't go, then it never happened and they'll die. So the virgin will die.
Right.
Their pussy will die.
Movie theaters are like girlfriends from high school.
Okay.
You forget how much fun they are until you're inside them again.
There it is.
Right. That's a good one. That's the best one.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. Mm-hmm. You do one now. But let me give you giraffes. Go.
Movie theaters are like giraffes.
Yeah, here we go.
They're terrified of light. They're a great place to be when lightning strikes.
Yes.
Wow.
See?
Wow, he did
it
for me.
You want to be next to a giraffe during a lightning storm? Because they get hit first.
Well, they'll get smoked. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I grew up in Florida.
Look how long it is.
In Florida, we have a lot of lightning. We were not allowed to have giraffes at our zoos.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No fucking way. No.
There's no way.
I can't Theo Von this.
Yeah, you're sure Theo Von.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, fucking man.
Hey, man. I grew up with two giraffes.
I bought two online. You can buy, if you buy one, you get one free now from Africa, man. Saves on shipping costs.
Go to giraffe.com.
but Bad Friends listeners now listening, right?
Please.
If you support Bert, you're basically supporting our movie.
Well, that's the key.
That's what we're trying to say.
Listen.
That's true.
The way Hollywood works is you only get the things you like if you make people money. That's how it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as creatives, our sense of humor has not been appreciated totally. Like, I think the industry has kind of shied away from our sense of humor, which makes you laugh right now. What's made the horrible jokes we've all just made on this podcast.
Yeah.
That is not, it's not what's happening in Hollywood. Hollywood is a more woke agenda, which I'm not being this political guy. I'm just telling you that's where it is. Mm-hmm. They'd rather make a movie with everyone else and not us. And not us. Maybe Bobby. maybe me and you, Andrew, are the only ones. Bobby seems to get cast a lot these days as the indigenous guy. Anyway.
He's native.
But you can't even make that joke in Hollywood. You can't make that joke in Hollywood.
Yeah, they get nervous.
But we laugh at it, right?
Yeah.
So if you support just comedies, just go see Sebastian's. It's out this week. Go see Sebastian's. See mine. Just support comedy and movie theaters. And then all of a sudden, Hollywood, all they care about is fucking money.
Yeah, that's all they care.
It's all they care about. It's the truth. I'm in business with a lot of them right now. But if you make them money, then they go, how do I make more money? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the first thing they do, and we all have seen this a million times, we saw it with touring companies. Mm. We saw it with promoters. They pilfer the podcasters.
Yeah.
And which is a good thing if you're a fan, is the first thing they do is they grab you two. Buddy comedy, what do you guys want to do? And it's sold tomorrow, and you guys get to make whatever the fuck you make. Bob, Tom and I are signed up for Fat Astronauts.
It's great.
Wow.
Going to get fat again?
Yeah.
He's got to get fat.
I love it. I love it more than anything.
You know, without the Strokes hitting it back in the New York scene, right? Yeah. There would be no Yeah's, Interpol, and these bands because
Editors.
They're like,
look at grunge. Grunge music hit, Nirvana hits, and then they sign everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And then
no Soundgarden. Yeah. Without Nirvana, no Soundgarden.
Yeah. No Pearl Jam.
No Pearl Jam, right.
And that's the way the industry works.
Yeah.
So if you support this, we have a couple weeks, 3 weeks in movie theaters. I don't know how long we're in movie theaters.
Yeah.
But I know if you're listening to this on Monday, I know you were there this weekend. We're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Go see this movie in movie theaters, and then let us fucking own movie theaters. Our sense of humor, the shit you like, let us own it. Let us own it. Dude, I went hard. You saw the movie.
Oh, my God.
I went hard. There were times, Secret Time, Harker Secret Time. There was a time Mark Hamill was not cool with the scene. Oh. And he was like,
didn't want to do it.
It's not funny. I don't like it. I don't want to be a part of it. It's the.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I went, it's funny. And he was like.
It's the scene that everybody talked about. It's the one.
It's the one. It's aggressive. It's very. There's a couple really aggressive ones. And I went, I said, just trust me. Just trust me on this. And it's hard, man. These studios, these actors, they're sensitive people. They're real people.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want to be associated with the way our brains fucking think.
Right.
Because it's not, our brains think fucking sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the best scene
in
the movie.
It's so fucking
good. It's the best scene in the movie.
Now, when you cast Mark Hamill, will you, because I'd be so nervous. I'm such a huge fan of his. I'm a Star Wars guy. You know, were you intimidated at all? Were you?
Oh, hardcore. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Luke Skywalker.
Because you're trying to act cool, like, because you want to be, you know.
No, my biggest concern was, because we took a private jet to Serbia together.
Yeah.
And my biggest concern was him watching me drink. So I put baby bottles of Jack's in my pockets so that I could sneak them in
the
bathroom.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want him to see me drink like a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
What, a 17-hour flight to Serbia? And I go anywhere in a really tight capsule. It's like he's watching me. And so I put baby bottles of Jack's in my pocket. I took edibles.
Does he have a little? Is he a little drinker?
No, he's sober.
Sober as a judge. Yeah.
I think he eats pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Adam and Eve. I'll tell you right now, because I'm a single guy, Andrew.
Yeah, you are, baby.
And I, when I pleasure myself with my hand, sometimes it's not good enough.
Let me see your hand. Yeah, it doesn't look good enough.
It doesn't look good enough.
No,
right?
Man.
But I got some stuff from Adam and Eve, and I've been using it at home, right? And it's been so good.
Well, we talked about it on the last episode that I said my favorite thing is my ding-dong ring. I love it so much. Yeah. It's silicone, and it rubs. And Adam and Eve sent me a whole bunch of them to say thank you, and I want to say thank you because I want better sex. You know what? And your partner wants it too. Why not have fun? And there's a ton of toys available. And the best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com. They're offering 50% off just about any item on there.
plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
That's right. Adam and Eve want to make your life easier. They offer discreet shipping, as your privacy is a free shipping and rush processing on your entire order. It shows up to your door. Nobody knows what you got. Not your nosy neighbors. It's none of their business what kind of fun toys you want to buy.
Like Andrew says, that's 50% off of one item, free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just use the offer code BADFRIENDS at checkout. That's BADFRIENDS, BADFRIENDS at adamandeve.com.
This is an exclusive offer specifically to this podcast, so be sure to use the code BADFRIENDS to get your discount. 100% up, 100% free shipping to get fast with rush processing code BADFRIENDS.
Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Bobby, what do you eat? Like, what's your average day of food look like?
It's bad.
Do you want this? I brought this
for
you.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Fucking Twinkies are banana.
Do you want Twinkies? That? I don't know if you want one, but I brought them for you. Here you go.
I want a fucking Twinkie more than I want a dick in my ass.
Dude,
Twinkies have a place in my heart.
When I saw it, I thought of you. I thought, I'm going to give him a little gift. I brought you a bucket of vodka, and I thought, I want to give him a little Twinkie.
So let me, I want to share something. When I was in first grade, I had a separation anxiety. I couldn't be away from my parents. And I had to look at life. Oh man, we might be finding my trauma right now. I had to look at life as secret victories, secret treats, right? Can I get through the first two periods and then get to snack and then I get a Twinkie? Can I get to lunch and then I get a Twinkie? And then if I can get through lunch, I get through the rest of the day. I swear to God, we're figuring out my trauma.
This is it. The Twinkie, you got a little snack if you made it through a certain amount of time.
You got snack, and then I had a Twinkie, and then I could sit back and just have a Twinkie. And then my parents always packed Twinkies. My dad always put Twinkies in my lunchbox. And then I was like, cool, man. I get to, like, a little bit of reprise from this whole fucking chaos of missing your parents and not knowing anybody. I got a moment where I could, like, be myself and, like, open up my lunchbox and have a Twinkie.
Take a bite and let me see how you feel.
And I'm going to get deeper right now.
Okay, go.
And if I felt strong, if I got through the day, I'd save my Twinkie to give it to my dad. When he picked me up, I'd go hey, I didn't eat my Twinkie. Like I got through it. And my dad would be like, oh, thanks, buddy. And then we'd share my Twinkie in the car ride home. I don't normally treat myself to treats like this. I'm trying to be a little healthier, but... Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this banana with vanilla cream in it.
This one's for your dad.
We had a moment last night.
Your dad was there?
My dad cried.
Dude,
hard.
It was beautiful. His parents were so
Thompson
pretty.
Leah Thompson came up to me and said, that movie is fantastic. My dad was sobbing, crying. And he goes, buddy, I underestimate what you do. It's a great moment. And this Twinkie's for my dad.
Nothing like shoving something phallic in your mouth and say, this one's for my dad, isn't it? Isn't that nice?
My mom had a moment when she went on stage.
That was incredible.
So my mom, you know, was in Phoenix, Bert. Oh, my God.
Let him sit in it. This one's for Papa.
It's so good. Mm. It always delivers.
It's the best. The fact that they teased us that they were going to take it away. Remember that? When they were like, might go away. And they were like, just fucking with you. We're going to keep it.
Like the Mexican pizzas?
Yeah. They were fucking with us.
That's fucking
they were just
those
fucking
so
with
fucking
us.
Good.
That is. Oh, that amazing. Delivers. Every time.
Every time. Twinkies don't miss.
Like, it's like a Pop-Tart.
Ooh.
They deliver a Dorito. They deliver every time. Very seldomly. Hey, man, shout out to these corporations that make foods that give us cancer because they deliver every time.
Every time.
Every time. Very seldomly do you jump into a bag of Lay's or a bag of Combos and go, oh, these are off.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
They're always on.
They're on.
They're always on.
And you know what's good about these foods? You're never going to have a bonding moment over broccoli. It's never going to happen.
Never.
You need a little bit of cancer to go, Dad, this is for you and me.
And those chemicals in it that make you, that's bad, that makes it bad.
I'm eating the other one, man.
Thank you for those chemicals because it makes it taste better.
It tastes much better.
Yeah, you know, the cancer is.
I'm never going to.
This has been, I don't know when this was made or shelved or put in a fucking bag.
Yeah.
And is so goddamn moist. The Lord came inside this thing. And it's so fucking good. It's so fucking good.
A little bit
good.
Of Jesus jizz inside of there, baby.
Dude, beer doesn't do what these guys do. Mm-mm. Beer, you ever get beer and you're like, what? This tastes off. Wine, it can be corked.
Oh, yeah. I have bad wine all the time.
But a Twinkie?
Does not miss. does not
never, it
miss.
Never miss.
It's never miss.
The it's Twinkie, never miss. It's like unprotected sex. It's always good.
Yeah.
Twinkie? Twinkie's like what?
What do you mean?
He just said Twinkie's like unprotected sex. It's always good. Twinkies are like what?
Oh, Twinkies are like shooting heroin.
Movie theaters.
Movie theaters, I mean.
Twinkies are like movie theaters.
Yeah.
They were going to go away.
Yeah. I'm not good at these, man.
Twinkies are like movie theaters.
Yeah.
You forgot how good they were.
I've never solved the riddle. I don't know what riddles mean. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do puns.
Just try. Anything.
Yeah, I don't even know. So what? Tell me again.
Twinkie.
A Twinkie is like freshly an Asian guy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Twinkies are like an Asian guy that grew up in America. They're yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
There it is.
Fuck yeah.
There it is. Wow. That's perfect.
With a dinger.
That's
with
a really dinger.
Fucking Big Bird comes in with a dinger.
What's a dinger mean? Is that good?
Yeah,
you,
it's good.
You hit a home run.
You hit a home run.
Yeah.
You jack it right
that's
out of the park.
That's what Twinkies are like.
You know, Bobby?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I think a lot of people sleep on exactly how funny you fucking are. I think they go, like, guys like me and you.
Yeah.
We get written off as these guys that are just crazy on podcasts. We say wild shit and whatever it is. You're fucking funny, dude.
So funny, dude.
I forgot how sometimes people forget how fucking funny you are.
You're like a Twinkie.
I don't think anyone's forgot.
No, a lot of people
forgot.
I forgot until right now.
Right.
And do we have Bobby. More Twinkies?
Yeah. All I do is show up. I do the best I can. I go home.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
You're kind of phoning in a lot.
More than not.
More than not. Motherfucker, finally. Jesus
two.
Christ.
Two? You brought him two? There needs to be
I'll take two.
I'll
take two. Give one to Andrew.
Hi, Mateo.
Mateo's
here.
Shut the fuck up.
Hi, Mateo.
Mateo's so funny.
Mateo's the fucking.
Sorry,
there you go. Load him up.
Mateo, do you want a beer?
No, I don't want to. What do you? It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mateo. Absolutely not.
Mateo, come sit here and have a beer with me.
Should I go sit over there?
Yeah, sit over there.
Go sit over there and have a beer with
me. Have a beer, Mateo. Have a beer.
AJ's movie just fucking premiered.
My movie just premiered, Mateo. And have a
look at
beer.
How jacked he is, by the way. This is no tea.
I'm just as jacked.
You're just as jacked as him?
I'm not as ripped as him, but I'm just as jacked.
He's
well,
ripped
strong.
As
you're
fuck.
Always at the gym and you're always like, I don't understand. Like you're like lifting trucks.
Can I show you? I don't know where my phone is. At Paris, she was a DJ the other night at a party. Was that?
DJ.
Hot as fuck. Hardcore I fucked me. And I put that on the fucking record.
She got a baby right now, right? Did she have a baby?
Wait,
Paris? No.
I thought she had a baby. Absolutely. Paris Hilton did have a baby.
When?
See, you fuckers. You questioning my social fucking knowledge. I know what's going on.
Did she have the baby or did the surrogate help?
She looked pretty good. I don't think she. And she hardcore I fucked me, just so we're clear.
Like, what are we talking? How long?
Like
was
this,
it like
a this?
Like, let's do it right now. Look,
okay, ready?
You
I'm
Paris
Hilton,
Paris.
Ready? I'm going to walk out with my posse, right? You're me, ready?
That looks more confused, Bert.
Yeah. Well, I was shirtless.
Okay,
so it might have been confused.
Yeah.
I took it as an eye fucking.
This is eye fucking.
Yeah.
I'm Paris and you're you. Ready?
Okay,
you're staring
at
Paris and I walk in.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, I didn't get that.
That's
I didn't get that.
That's
eye fucking. I got, hey, what's that fat guy doing on the dance floor with his
shirt? Let me try eye fucking. Let me try that.
Yeah, let's Bobby
so
try.
So I'm at a club.
Wait, open him up. Open him up.
Oh, my God.
So you're Paris.
What?
You're Paris.
I'm at a club.
All right.
And I do this move.
Everybody dance now. Dun.
That's really good,
wow.
Andrew.
That's good, Bobby.
Attention, club
real?
Goers.
I feel
there's
like
a lost Korean
real
boy.
Is that real or no? Are you lying?
That's good.
You thought it was good?
No.
I fuck me.
I fuck you.
I fuck you. You fuck me?
Yeah,
I fuck you.
Yeah.
So I fuck you.
You would fuck me?
You want me to fuck you?
No, do a...
Do I fucking?
I fuck me.
All right, ready?
I'm going
to I fuck Bobby.
Who's
ready?
On first?
Look at me in the eyes, and I'm going to catch eyes with Bobby,
okay.
And I'm going to I fuck Bobby, okay?
Okay.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, why?
Because it's too real.
Yeah.
You really want it to be real and break down? Do it, Mateo. I fuck Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby's at the club.
Whoa, do me too.
Wait,
do me too.
Your turn's coming.
I let's fuck look.
So look, he's obsessed with you. You're a famous celebrity. He's staring at you. You walk in and you see him and then you I fuck him.
I'm at a
okay,
bar.
So I'm
at a bar? I don't know what
you're not at a bar. You're
well, I want to be drinking.
Well, okay, be drinking. You're
drink,
at a bar.
Drink. Break your sobriety.
Yeah, break my... I'm relapsing.
Okay, and I'm Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So
I'm relapsing. I'm relapsing.
Fucking sexy as fuck for the record.
Okay, good.
Right. Shooting a little bit.
My God.
No.
It's hard not to look at him in pity.
I don't know how to. I'm like, okay.
No, I'm dancing. I'm dancing.
Okay, he's okay. Dancing now. Walk
everybody
in.
Dance now.
What do you see?
Wait, is that how you do it?
That's how you do it? You're disgusted. You're disgusted.
That was honest.
We're acting.
No, I think that was honest.
That was me acting.
Yeah, was honest.
Wait, so that's how you do it?
No, I don't know. I haven't been out to a club in forever.
For real?
Usually it's just like on Instagram.
All right.
For real?
Graham,
dudes on Instagram?
Yeah.
That must be fun as fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something on the net there. Have you heard of foreign accent syndrome?
No. Where the lady got the stroke and talked like an Asian person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Is that true?
Is that real?
I had it one time. Hello, mate. What? Oh, shit. No. No, it's not real.
No. Yeah, it's a thing, I guess.
So they're fake. Are they faking it?
Is it? Is
it? I don't know. It might be.
I just think it's like a way for someone to be racist.
Really? 24 hours a day?
Dude, white lady's like, what? White people are always like, what else can we do to just be
Although
racist?
Although it is extremely rare, it is a real medical condition.
Well, yeah, there's 7 billion people on Earth. I'm sure at least one person is.
Well, then that's
real.
The one. That lady's the one, you know?
She's an idiot.
I kind of want to hit my head so I can talk like you.
Yeah, but it's never like a European sound like an American. It's always some weird either.
Always Asian. Always Asian.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. There's Americans that sound like British people.
I know that.
Yeah,
that
one makes a lot more sense.
It makes sense.
But the
and
white woman that sounds
strokes.
Like an Asian woman, what is that? You know what that? Maybe that's fucking history, baby. The center of civilization maybe is Asia, and that's she regressed back to the beginning
of
time.
Oh, my God.
That's what it
and
is.
And then he shows us he's a genius.
See that? Do you see that?
It's the cradle of civilization. You have a stroke, and you turn back to Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
But that's what our movie's about.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But have you guys ever heard the theory that, like, a lot of people think that, like, Native people in America were descendants from Asia and they crossed the Bering Strait.
So wait,
and that's way of Native. But they think that it could have happened the other way around, that the beginning of civilization probably happened in America with Native and they came across and then they got all ching-chongy.
No, I think everything started in Africa.
Oh, okay.
But also so
you're offending his people.
You're offending my people, but go ahead.
But actually, that's what's interesting is like, so my mom just did her 23andMe. My mom is Italian and Mexican.
Yeah.
So if you're Mexican, like indigenous to Mexico, it says my mom's 2% Korean because it goes all the way back. So it says East Asian, part Korean, and then it says Native American. So I don't know whether that's like Aztec, Mayan, I don't know what that means. You know,
one
and
of them.
Spanish, Portuguese.
We all have something about us.
Well, not everyone.
Not
Andrew and I are perfect.
Yeah, we're exactly
what do you mean? You don't think
we're
you have
just
anything?
We're just white.
Just
no,
white.
Yes. Did you do a 23andMe?
Yeah.
And what did it say? Nothing?
It said 100%.
White. It's Aryan 100% white.
No. I don't know. I did the allergy test.
Yeah. Mine said that I don't like cilantro, and I don't. It tastes like soap.
Wait, it said you don't like allergy? Wait, it said, hold on one second.
Sure, it's a genetic
Your
thing.
Your one says you didn't like it? Yeah. I know what I don't like. I don't need to take
it. It's a genetic thing. Yeah. It also just like had an X through a vagina. No, but...
Yeah. Bro, you don't like getting fucked in the ass. I'm like, oh, yeah.
And I was like,
I'm
stop that then. This app really knows me.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Mateo.
So cilantro tastes like soap to you? So you can't eat guacamole with cilantro in it.
If I could taste it, it's like I'm eating Pine Sol.
I hate cilantro.
Wait,
okay. You probably have it.
Yeah,
let's run through
everything.
The list. Run through the list. Garlic, I can't have enough of it.
Love garlic.
I love garlic.
Love garlic.
But by the way, a lot of Italians, it's a misconception that they do not cook with that much garlic. It's really not that common in dishes in Italy.
I put so much garlic and stuff. You know when they sell the bag of garlic there's all the 9 different pods? I put it all in.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. I want to fart in the morning.
I love garlic. Garlic's
okay. Do you eat carbs?
Yeah, of course. I just had pasta for lunch.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just two workouts
a little,
a day.
Me and Chelsea Handler went to Little Dom's.
You went to Chelsea? You hung out with Chelsea
Yeah.
Handler?
I did her podcast when we went out to lunch.
Like?
Unbelievable. I love her.
She's the best.
Okay.
There's a couple of like bad bitches in this business where you're like, you watch them get flack, but you love them and you respect them. Sarah and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah and Chelsea for me are like just bad bitches where you're like, you understand, like, it's weird because there are bad bitches in this business that maybe I'm pretty drunk. I should stop talking.
No,
you're not saying anything wrong.
Chuck it.
There's a couple ones that you go, you watch them get flack and you're like, ah, fuck them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, but not them. Mm. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well,
I like when Chelsea.
I think she's authentic. I don't get the sense that she's putting anything on. So you have to respect someone for being authentic.
Who they are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always been that. She hasn't changed that much, Chelsea.
I've never known her.
Always treated me the same, like shit. But anyway, no, but she's always been kind of like, you know what I mean, very direct with me, you know? Yeah. And I respect that, you know? And Sarah, you're saying Sarah Silverman too?
Dude.
She's amazing.
Sarah Silverman so nice. I love Sarah Silverman. She's the motherfucker.
So funny.
Like, I'm a ride or die for her. I she's been cool when she didn't have to be cool. She was always nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Chelsea. We have texted with Chelsea or whatever, but and she's always very sweet. I think that was mostly through Joe.
Yeah, Nicole, yeah.
Yeah. But Sarah is the motherfucker. Like, she is funny as fucking shit, top to bottom. Jesus is Magic is one of the best specials out there.
So good.
And she's I don't like doing this because it kind of pulls away from how great they are as comics. Gorgeous,
beautiful
parties, fun. Like, those are the things that you go, that shouldn't be part of the conversation. But man, she's gorgeous. Number one. Okay,
when Silverman had that, when she used to have those parties at her old condo on the rooftop. Did you ever go to one of those? She used to have a party. She would have a party. She had a couple parties on her rooftop condo. And there were huge plate glass windows. And I showed up. I was late. I was doing a spot at the store. And I know her, but not like that well. But like, we're cool. And I showed up late and I was texting to see who was there. So I wasn't uncomfortably walking around a party when you're like, who am I going to run in? You know, who's here? And someone runs up to me, another comic. And he goes, dude, where have you been? I was like, I mean, I was doing a spot. I thought like the party just kicked off. He's like, dude, somebody already fell in the pool and a dude ran through a plate glass window. It's fucking awesome. And I was like, really? And he's like, dude, they're always like this. Something's always going on at her fucking rooftop party.
Sounds like an 80s movie.
It was fun as shit, dude. It was fucking great. She rented out the whole roof.
Can't Buy Me Love.
The whole roof was hers.
I'll tell you who, if we're going to get deep in the weeds on this.
We're already in the weeds.
We're deep down.
Fucking Janine Garofalo.
Wait a minute. That's so funny you said. I've been on a Janine Garofalo kick this past week.
Bro,
her WTF and everything. I fucking love Janine Garofalo.
I love her. That is, so when I started comedy, when I watched Chris Rock's Bring the Pain.
That, one of the best specials of all time.
And I was like, I want to get into comedy, right? But that's all I'd really seen. I wasn't like a comedy nerd. I didn't like, I watched Comedy Central, but it all kind of sucked in my opinion at the time. This is the 90s.
So Keith Robinson, if you're watching.
Yeah. He's a great artist. And so
I love Keith.
I love Keith.
Actually who I'm dating, I should be honest.
And yeah. I'm getting ready. I already bought my ticket to move to New York. I'm moving to New York. I reach out to a dude named David Wayne. He's a director. I had met him in Greece.
Yeah.
And he gave me his phone number in Greece, and I reach out to him. I'm moving to New York. And I sit down and I watch HBO, and it's Janine Garofalo doing her HBO, and she's got her notebook out, and she's doing like weird non sequiturs the one joke I remember that just kind of changed the way I thought about comedy in that moment was, the other day I was in my pickup truck outside my apartment making out with my boyfriend, and I thought, I'm fucking 30, what the fuck am I doing? And it just, to me, I was like, so they don't need to be set up punch, it can be an idea or a thought. And I sat there and I was like, oh, that's badass. And I like chunky Janine a little more, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's beautiful now. She's really skinny. She looks great. Ooh, secret time?
Yeah, secret time.
So, coolest moment I have in this business. I do like a CISO special or something.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. I was really hoping it would blow my career up.
I think CISO was also hoping that it would blow anyone's career up. Yeah.
It's me, Janine Garofalo, John Doerr.
Love John Doerr.
John Doerr, that's all I remember. And a lot of other people. Janine goes on and does 25 minutes of stream of conscious, all brand new material, nothing that she's ever written. And it is fucking gold. She's talking about FDR, like fucking shit where you're like, huh? Like, you're in the back watching someone think.
Looking at your notes like, oh, well, no one's going to want to hear my Selling Sunset bit after we're talking about FDR.
Yes.
But we are, by the way.
Oh,
it's a good
please,
bit.
Of course.
It's a really good bit.
And I go on after her. I bomb really bad. I get off. The CISO room has like a room where it's all CISO executives. It sounds crazy to say out loud now.
CISO executives.
I go back to where the hair and makeup was, and it's Janine. And she's sitting like crisscross applesauce in the corner. And I go, hey, what are you doing? I don't know her at all. She goes, I bombed. Like, just, she's just a comic. Mm. She's not Janine Garofalo, the movie star. She's not Janine Garofalo, the fucking personality. The fucking, she goes, I bombed. I said, we all bombed. She goes, I'm embarrassed. I said, huh? And mind you, this is before any success I've ever had in this business. And I go, you're embarrassed. And she goes, yeah, I'm embarrassed. I made a fool of myself. And I went, you're Janine Garofalo. Yeah. She was like, I know. I don't want to go into the green room. I go, Janine, as a comic, I watched what you did. You're a genius. You're brilliant. Everything you do is amazing. I'm telling you, you walk into that room and it makes that green room into a special place.
Yeah.
Please walk in with me. It would be an honor. And she was like, was it bad? And I went, I go, Janine, you didn't see my set. And we walked into that CISO fucking green room and the room lit up. Janine Garofalo, holy fuck. Dude, she's the motherfucker. I'm pretty drunk. I should leave.
No.
You're good, baby.
You're good.
I can sit here.
Well, let me say this. Let's tie this bow up.
Yes. Tie this bow up.
I'm going to say this.
You haven't seen my movie?
No, I haven't seen it. It wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, we only put it.
We just did it.
Wait, so it's only aired.
Like it's Star Wars. It's been out since 1970.
That's so interesting. But my movie premiered on the same night Star Wars did 45 years ago.
That's right.
And my dad in the movie is played by?
George Lucas.
Mark Hamill. Yeah.
I love so Mark close. Hamill.
For all
best
of our
Joker
friends at
impression.
Home, all of our bad friends, if you really want to be a bad friend, please do us a favor. Go see The Machine now. It would mean a lot to us and to the community.
Bert,
it's only going to help
so
us out.
I love you so fucking much.
Bobby, we love you guys.
I love you
so
much.
It's so good to see you.
Brother,
it's so nice to
I love everyone in this room. It's so good to be a part of a community where we're all friends and we support each other and we just want to see each other blow up. So thank you.
Go buy a ticket.
Go buy a ticket. Yeah.
And Bert, say thank you for being a bad friend into that camera.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
You did put a hole in that. You fucking...